If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Uvalde Report, critical of police.
They're a joke. They got no business wearing a badge.
Indiana mall shooting.
The real hero of the day, the citizen lawfully carrying a firearm.
Contempt trial for ex-Trump aide.
Steve Bannon's willingness now to testify is not a defense.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Body cam footage from first responders is now out in Uvalde, Texas. And as CBS's Lily Luciano tells us, a new report adds to the criticism over how the school shooting there was handled.
Shots fired!
701.
Get inside! Go, go, go!
Take cover, guys. Am I bleeding?
New body cam footage released by the Uvalde mayor shows the first moments officers arrived at Robb Elementary School.
That's my wife's classroom.
School police officer Ruben Ruiz was heard in the background recognizing his wife's classroom.
Dude, we gotta get in there. He skipped shooting.
But seconds later, confusion and misinformation. In a different body cam video from another officer who heads outside to take cover, he seems to believe the suspect is inside an office.
He's contained. We got multiple officers inside the building at this time. He believes he's barricaded at one of the offices.
Shortly after, the urgency fades and officers are seen waiting and waiting. By now, we see the first images of the school district's chief of police, Pete Arredondo.
Sir, if you can hear me, please put your firearm down, sir.
Arredondo and other officers try to negotiate with the suspect.
This could be peaceful.
We hear police dispatch alert officers that a child is calling 911 from inside a classroom. More minutes tick by, with little action appearing to be taken by the officers inside the school. A Texas committee found that the chaotic scene was caused by a lack of leadership. The committee released a 77-page report which found that those first responders who went right towards a shooter's classroom within minutes acted appropriately at first. But all officers failed to prioritize saving the lives of innocent victims over their own safety.
Now to Greenwood, Indiana, where three people were killed when a man opened fire in a shopping mall.
Gunshots started ringing out, probably about 20 of them. I just looked at my kids and I told them, come on, let's go.
Police Chief Jim Eisen says someone else with a gun put a stop to it.
The real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began.
The gunman was killed. Two other people, including a 12-year-old girl, were injured in the attack. The penalty trial for the high school shooter in Parkland, Florida, begins today. 14 students and three staffers were killed in the 2018 attack. Prosecutors want a death sentence. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon's trial for contempt of Congress opening today in Washington with jury selection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The House January 6th Select Committee subpoenaed Bannon to answer questions and provide documents to reveal what he knew. Bannon has refused and will face a jury charged with two counts of criminal contempt of Congress, facing a maximum 1 year in prison for each. Bannon has repeatedly blasted the committee.
This is going to be the misdemeanor from hell.
Until just days before trial, when Bannon offered to finally sit down and speak. The committee says they'd have to negotiate the terms.
Intense July heat is in the forecast for millions of people. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Really widespread heat across the west of the Mississippi portion of the United States. Basically half of the U.S. dealing with average temperatures that could be as much as 10 or 15 degrees above normal and a whole lot of triple digits.
They're sweltering overseas, too. I'm Vicky Barker in London.
firefighters battling brush fires in southern France. Tens of thousands have been evacuated after record heat sparked wildfires across the European continent. Here in the UK, they're painting some railroad tracks white to try to keep them from warping.
Faced with weather like we've never faced before, the infrastructure will suffer.
It could hit 104 here for the first time ever.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Economic despair and political discontent in Sri Lanka.
From bad to worse, there is no hope in this country.
Now the country's acting president has declared a state of emergency, giving him broad powers over protesters who want him to resign. Later this week, lawmakers are expected to elect a new president. Long lines at some spots in New York City yesterday where there was monkeypox vaccine. More than 1,600 cases in the U.S. now. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on Face the Nation.
We're now at the cusp of this becoming an endemic virus where this now becomes something that's persistent that we need to continue to deal with. I think the window for getting control of this and containing it probably has closed. And if it hasn't closed, it's certainly starting to close.
In a nursing home with head injuries, a West Virginia woman has emerged from a two-year coma to say it was her brother who attacked her. Sheriff Ross Mellinger is investigating.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
Now 55-year-old Daniel Palmer is charged with attempted murder. A previously sealed transcript in the Roman Polanski case reveals an L.A. judge told lawyers privately he would renege on a plea deal and imprison the director for having sex with an underage girl in 1977. That set the stage for Polanski to flee the country prior to his sentencing. The revelation will likely renew efforts to end his status as a fugitive. Call it Bennifer 2.0, a second try at marriage for a Hollywood power couple.
Call her Mrs. Affleck because Jennifer Lopez confirmed she and Ben Affleck got married in a small ceremony in Vegas Saturday. In a newsletter, the singer says the couple stood in line for a marriage license with four other couples and barely made it to a Little White Wedding Chapel by midnight to seal the deal. Her kids were witnesses. The superstar says it was the best possible wedding they could have imagined.
That's CBS's Monica Ricks. At the British Open, Australian Cameron Smith surged past Rory McIlroy to win his first major golf tournament at St. Andrews, Scotland.
To win an Open Championship in itself is probably going to be a golfer's highlight. To do it around St. Andrews, I think, is just unbelievable.
American Cameron Young was second. In the Major League Baseball draft, the sons of former Big League All-Stars got taken 1-2 in the draft for the first time ever. Baltimore selected Jackson Holliday, son of Matt Holliday. The young shortstop talked about his dad on ESPN.
He's like my best friend. He's always there when I want to work, and he's always pushing me to be great, and I probably wouldn't be in this position without him.
Drew Jones, the son of Andrew Jones, was picked second by Arizona.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A new analysis says when it comes to lotteries, lower-income communities are often the big losers.
Lottery retailers in many states are concentrated in lower-income neighborhoods, driving a wealth transfer from those less affluent to multinational corporations that help manage the gambling games.
Most frequent players have lower incomes, had lower levels of education, were disproportionately black.
Sean Musadin with the University of Maryland study says most states aren't paying attention.
Not many states are adjusting accounting for the fact that some people play a lot more than others.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
University of Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson wears number 15. Along with his initials, his nickname became AR-15. But because of the link to guns and the spate of mass shootings, he's dropping that moniker as a nickname, and he'll remove it from his line of clothing, too. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.